Conversation 1.
So, John, I've been asking you about hunting for treasure. Can I ask you a few more questions?
Sure, go ahead.
So, why are there so many sunken ships in South Africa?
Well, I guess around the southern tip of Africa, there is really bad weather. It changes really quickly in those parts. And with the ancient ships, I guess they weren't really prepared for that kind of weather. It's unexpected, so I think that's probably the reason.
Right. And if it's so dangerous, how do people find these sunken ships nowadays?
I think it's easier to track where these sunken ships obviously might be with technological advances. To be specific, they can use satellite navigation and things like that.
Really? I hope all the lost treasure ships around the world will be found by an orbiting satellite.
I think it's just a matter of time.
Do people need to do some research on history before they set out on an exploration?
Of course. They have to find out more about history and, you know, going through historical records and find out the old shipping routes and possibly where ships got lost.
So it sounds like an interesting combination of technology, science, and history.
I would guess so.
Could the price of precious metals plummet if suddenly every lost treasure ship undiscovered for centuries was available for instant salvage?
It might be the case.